It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And this segment is like one of those mystery-flavored lollipops.
Mm.
You don't know what you're going to get when we ask what's on your mind. Mmm. Mm. Pencil shavings. That's good.
Yeah.
It's good. That's
dry.
Surprise.
The driest segment on radio. What's on your mind? Where we go around the room and ask what each member of the morning show has been thinking about lately, starting with Brooke. Brooke, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you guys.
Uh-oh.
A year of hot has hit another bump in the road.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, out of the first month yet.
Are we even
Shane
warm yet?
Has
Are
fallen
we warm?
Off. Yeah. We haven't. We're
okay,
not warm.
We're not
so,
warm.
Okay, supposedly, the Peloton bike is supposed to be delivered finally this week.
Okay.
It's been like
that's
a
exciting.
Month,
It's been more than a month.
Wow.
More than a month.
Supply chain issues.
Oh,
yeah.
My
whatever.
Gosh,
so I'm like, okay, maybe we can get this show on the road. Maybe we can get on that bike and just pretend like it's the new year still.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
I can't get on the bike. I don't know if you have recognized me carrying a donut-shaped pillow around the office, but I bruise my tailbone so bad.
Good work, Michael.
Snowboarding.
Oh, snowboarding.
Oh, my God.
I have never been in so much pain. I can't bend down to tie my shoe.
I did see you trying to bend out there. It was kind of
yes.
embarrassing.
Now the Peloton is coming, and I can't get on it. 4 weeks to get better.
Oh, yeah. That's another month
if
out.
If you don't re-aggravate.
If you don't hurt it.
You're going to be halfway through the year pot before I even exercise.
Oh my God.
The idea I was going to get strong. I was going to feel the best I've ever felt in my life.
Yeah.
I was going to maybe even do my makeup before the show in the morning.
And then mama threw her lower back out.
Yeah.
If anyone has any, like, encouragement, it'd be help.
Yeah,
it'd
text
help.
An encouraging words. You got this, like, Brooke.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
still a hot girl inside you, trapped.
Yeah.
Sure. She's been in there for a long time.
Okay.
Jose, what's been on your mind?
Well, if you guys didn't know, a few months back when I moved into my new apartment, I also bought my first ever plant. And became a plant dad.
Yeah, you
and
named it, too.
I named her Consuela.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I've loved Consuela. Everything has been good. I've been really consistent. But recently, I noticed that she's been growing, like, white stuff on her leaves.
Oh, like, you gave her something?
Well, I thought it was dust.
I know. I was like, what have you been doing with your plant?
So I thought it was, like, dust or something. Mm-hmm. But then I had a friend over recently who looked at it, and she was like, oh, no, this is mold.
Oh.
And I go, oh, that's
gross.
Not good. What happens? How does that happen? She's like, you're watering it too much.
Oh.
I love her too much.
Yeah,
and I care.
You're smothering your plant just like you do your girlfriend.
Exactly. So then I had to take a step back. And then the other day, I realized it's been like 3 weeks since I've watered.
Okay, can we find a middle ground here?
So then I'm looking at her leaves as I'm watering her, and she's turning brown
now.
Yeah.
You need to stroke her. You need to talk to her.
Yeah. I Googled this, and apparently I'm supposed to take a shower with her. Like, literally the whole live plant.
What weird website did you find this advice on? There
I feel
is
like
no way.
Drown her.
Plantdaddy.com.
Hornytrees.net.
Yeah, you gotta post your video with
no.
it too.
No, I thought it was weird too, but seriously, apparently people shower with their plants. That way you can use the heat and humidity, but I can wash the leaves off and all the mold.
Take a vote right now. I don't want to see the video.
No.
I don't want to see it.
And I feel like the plant's gonna die more. It's gonna kill itself.
When it sees me naked.
Alexis, tell us what's been on your mind.
So, being on TikTok lately has made me want to get into, like, thrifting. I don't know if you see it, bro. So many people are really thrifty on there.
Wait, what does that mean?
What's thrifting?
She means, like, going to secondhand shops.
Yeah, going to, like, thrift stores, secondhand shops. And, like, I was at one the other day, and I saw, like, a coffee table that was really cute. And I've been needing one for my house.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, okay, it wasn't cute. It was actually ugly, but I thought it had, like, potential.
But
yeah.
That's what you can refurbish.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So it's $10, so I buy it, and I'm like, that's it. We're going to do this.
Nice.
Okay, what are you going to do to it? You going to paint it? Where are you at?
Well, see, I don't know. So I went to Home Depot to figure it out.
Yeah.
10 FaceTime calls with my dad later, and $100. On like wood stuff. I don't even know what.
$100?
Yeah, it turned out to be so much money.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because believe it or not, I didn't own any like DIY stuff at home.
Weird. You don't have like
sanding stuff and like polish. Exactly. All this. It was a mess. I get home and you know, I get to work. And it turned out so bad.
No.
It looks terrible.
No.
It literally looks like it, like, worse off, like, as if I just saw it on the side of the road. Like,
oh,
it wouldn't even make it into a store now.
How did you make a $10 piece of furniture less valuable than when you bought it?
I never want to thrift again, except that I'm stuck with all this wood stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like I have
have to build something.
I think you just need to get some spray paint and paint the thing.
I don't know.
But if any of our listeners want to buy a really crappy piece of furniture,
I think you need to sell that.
$500.
You'll find it online.
Let me know.
Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
You guys know how far I live away from the city now.
Yeah.
So over the weekend, I had the itch.
What's that?
I wanted to go karaoke.
Oh, that's an itchy itch.
Over the river and through the woods to get anywhere.
Make it into town so I could rage a little bit.
Okay,
so
I bet.
I took an Uber, and generally, I've always had good experiences with the ride shares, but this Uber ride was almost my last moment on Earth.
Why? No way.
Because the lady was jerking the car down the hill from my home, like breaking every few feet.
I hate that. It makes me want to vomit.
And so then we finally get on the freeway, and there's a moment where she's looking back at me, telling me a story about her business selling custom bath towels on Etsy.
She's turned her head.
While she's looking, the car fully switches lanes without her realizing it.
I love this.
At one point, we're going through a tunnel, and you know how at sunset, the light, like, shines straight into your eyes, you can't see?
Yeah, it's bad.
So we're coming to the end of the tunnel, it's completely bright, you can't see anything.
Oh, no.
She's not slowing down.
By the way, I thought you were going out at, like, 9 p.m. It's like a
this is early. This is like,
raging at
5. I went out at 4:30.
Okay.
I had to be home before 8. So
who's karaokeing it?
The good people go early before all the riffraff comes in and ruins the show.
So
the sun's blinding us. We exit the tunnel, and it's bumper-to-bumper traffic, and she slams on the brakes just barely in time from us, like, slamming into the car ahead of us. Anyway, I somehow get to the end. I finally get to the karaoke bar, survive the ride, and I need to rate the driver.
What'd you do? Did you tip her?
I gave her 3 stars.
Okay, well, that's good. I hate people that just do one.
I still felt guilty about it.
Yeah.
But I made it.
I'm glad you're here, buddy.
I'm going to be more picky about my Uber driving.
Yeah.
But
And then when you went home at 8:30,
out by 9, let me tell you. But text in to 78592. Tell us what's been on your mind. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.